Monday, 12th of May, and I'm back at Booth and Crescent, where York City will be hoping that Saturday's full start won't hinder them in their attempts to make it to Wembley. Despite more rain throughout the day, the referee has praised what he's described as the amazing transformation of the pitch, thanks to the outstanding effort put in by the York City staff to ensure that this game can get underway this evening. 7:45pm kickoff, game on. Better late than never. Just one change for York City, with Hayhurst coming in following his goal at Scunthorpe last weekend. Consistency is going to be key for Nigel Worthington as his side attempt to extend their unbeaten run to 18 games. A sellout crowd of around 7,000 made it on Saturday night, only to be disappointed. The club has been honouring all match tickets from the original game. Not so many Fleetwood Town fans, however, have risked another trip from Lancashire. Goalless at half time, but a watchable game. The pitch has, if anything, improved the spectacle, with the ball moving across the wet surface quickly and often unpredictably. Chances are few and far between, though. Fleetwood Sarcevic tested Pope from distance. York had a couple of feeble penalty appeals turned down. No score. Excellent atmosphere. Three quarters of the tie to go.
And the number
1-0 to Fleetwood, it finishes. The Minster men started the second half the better of the two teams and almost took the lead when Colston cut in from the left and shot narrowly wide across goal. Moments later, however, the visitors went in front when former York City favourite Matty Blair, of all people, bundled the ball in from a low right-hand cross. His celebrations were reserved. The 252 travelling Fleetwood fans were anything but. York had plenty of chances to equalise in what became an open game, marauding man of the match right-back Oya Banjo in particular, causing plenty of problems for Fleetwood and giving plenty of encouragement to the home fans in the process. Hume should have doubled his side's lead with 15 minutes remaining when he was sent through one-on-one against York keeper Nick Pope. But his miss means that Fleetwood return with just a one-goal advantage. No away goals in the playoffs, all still to play for on Friday night in the second leg.
After the match, I spoke to BBC Match of the Day commentator and renowned York City fan, Guy Mowbray.
Your thoughts on your beloved York City's performance tonight?
Second half was better than the first. First wasn't great at all, but the second leg should be really exciting. There's nothing in that at all.
No away goals rule in the playoffs, of course. All still to play for it in Fleetwood.
There is, and I know that York, having seen them several times this season, time allowing, they can play a lot better than that. I thought once they went to two up front in the latter stages of the game, they looked a bit of a threat and just didn't get the lucky break. Bearing in mind that at the turn of the year, we were two places off the bottom in 22nd position, and then to make the playoffs is a bonus. So, to be quite honest with you, bring on next season, no matter what happens, whether it be League One or League Two. This has been a terrific end to the season anyway.
And York City manager Nigel Worthington.
The response was excellent. I thought we were slow out of the blocks. There was a few nerves about, a few little shy on the performance, but we got that sorted out at half time. And we're more like the York that's went 17 unbeaten. Big games demand people, players, to stand up and be counted. And we were one or two light in the first half. But we got it sorted at half time. We're much better in the second half, like York of old. And it's important that we start like that again on Friday night. There's all to play for. And I'm very much looking forward to Friday night.